Commentator Baxter Black believes the value of the legume has been ignored throughout history, and he thinks it's time to change that.
Speak to me of the humble bean, of Milagro, of Jack and the Stalk, whose bold contribution has earned them a place in the footnote of history's crock. Recognized by poets, painters, bards, and the literary glitterati like Shakespeare, who said, "A bean, by any other name, would still..." If a bean were consumed in the forest and no one heard it, would it still make a sound? One small bean for man, one giant bean burrito for mankind. Armstrong. Gold, frankincense, and pinto beans. I never met a bean I didn't like. Lyndon Baines Johnson. A fool and his bean are soon parted. Anon. Quoth the raven, refried beans. E.A. Poe. Hell hath no fury like a bean turned bad. Congreve. Down through the ages, the humble bean has been treated as the blue-collar worker of the menu, the landscape on the plate, the flannel sheets for the plump weenie to lay its head, always there, usually unnoticed, like rice in China, cows in westerns, and duplicity in Congress. It has assumed a supporting role, never asking to carry the ball, ride trigger, get the girl, or have a speaking part, deferring always to the filet, fajita, or French onion soup. And even though it is a famous food in its own right, it is a pre-holy fame, like owning the most expensive Ford Escort. Thus, to rectify this culinary snobbery, I offer my recipe, beans a la Black. Purchase 1/2 pound of dried pinto beans. Select 22 blemish-free beans. Boil till soft. Discard one bean over left shoulder. With needle and thread, string them like beads, interspersing with capers, raspberries, and pearl onions. Garnish with chili powder and lime juice. Tie the fondue necklace loosely around the throat of a loved one, allowing the center bean to dangle in the angle of Lewis. Then dine, relax, and enjoy the post-prandial 21-bean salute.
The comments of cowboy poet, philosopher, and former large animal veterinarian Baxter Black.